据皮尤研究中心近来发布的一项研究显示，新兴的经济体的人们比过去快乐得多，他们的自我幸福感已经与发达国家的人们不相上下。在新兴经济体幸福指数排名中，中国位列第七。PewGlobal.org reports, people in emerging economies are considerably more satisfied with their lives today than they were in 2007.A Pew Research Center survey finds that publics in emerging nations now rival those in advanced economies in their self-reported well-being. The rise in happiness among middle-income countries is driven in large part by attitudes in Asian nations, such as China, Indonesia, and Malaysia. People in developing country economies are also happier today than they were 7 years ago,though the improvement has been more modest.
The convergence in attitudes between middle and high income nations is not due to a significant decline in satisfaction in richer countries, despite the toll the global recession took on advanced economies' growth rates.
Really? There's no decline in developed countries?
Well, that's what they say in the report. I mean, they seem to be saying that it's in developing countries because the economies are getting stronger.Then the people there are feeling happier. And so this is generally, in terms of the whole planet, it means that everyone's sort of getting a little bit happier. It's not like there's a decline somewhere else. It's that people in developing economies are getting happier too.
I'm surprised to find China ranked the seventh, because if you look at the messages on Weibo and WeChat,
yep.
There aren't so many pleasant messages, stories there.
People like to have a good moan, don't they, really?
Mm-hmm.
They love to have a good moan. I mean, you know, if government policy was determined by people that make comments on Weibo and WeChat...
It'll be a mess.
It would, you know, if you make up your mind about a nation based on moaning people on WeChat and Weibo and Twitter and Facebook, you know, people like to go on there and have a good old moan, don't they, really? I mean, the worst thing is radio call-in shows. You know,
there's
one, I used to listen to one in London where people can phone in and say what's on their mind. You never have anyone... No one ever calls in and says, I'm feeling great. I thought I would want to share that with your listeners. They're always moaning and complaining about something. Price rises, the weather, or, you know, their train got stuck or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can't really gauge it on what we read on Weibo or on Weixin.
So, what do you mean is that maybe complaint is more infectious than happiness?
I think you've got to, not infectious, people like to complain more than they like to say they're happy. If they're happy, they accept that, and then they look to the next level of unhappiness. You know, I mean, you know, say they're riding a bicycle, and then they can afford a car, then they start thinking, I wish I had a better car.
Or a helicopter.
You know... But there was a friend of mine once, because once I lived in Spain, and in Spain, when you buy a lottery ticket,
yes.
It's divided into tenths. You can either buy a whole ticket, so you've got the whole of the 10 segments,
mm-hmm.
or you can just buy one segment of it, or 2 segments of the 10. So each lottery number has a possibility of 10 winners, right?
Okay.
It could be you with all 10, or 10 different people. A friend of mine there, he moaned and complained for about 3 years, saying, I wish I could win the lottery. And then one day, he came into work, and he said, and he was more depressed than ever. He said, you never guess what? And we said, yeah, well, yeah, we know, you wish you could win the lottery.
He was one of the winners.
He said, no, I have won the lottery, but I only had 1/10 of the ticket. And he was more miserable than ever.
Oh, they just... So they can only enjoy what they have now.
People should sort of try and be a bit more happier with what they've got. Having said that, people are always saying that money doesn't make you happy. Well, this report from the Pew Research Center seems to oppose that and contradict it. It says that as incomes go up in developing countries, people are happier, which to me makes sense.
Oh, income is a determining factor
yeah,
in the happiness that people feel.
Yeah, it seems to make sense.